Sal boyi mishigna. He wanted to wash off his piece of meat in the river. He says here, Kromneida, chad banash, odem echod, holach nirchoitz. He went to wash. Bosa binori, he went to wash his bosa in the river. Vinofa miyodoi, while he was washing his piece of meat, it fell into the river. Is as kiftei, the goin hora, it like dropped into the river. Vinshaton, he lost it there. The ozolei, and then he found another piece of meat. While he put his hands through the river, he found another piece of meat there. Is chaza boy misvinei. He wants to take this meat home with him and say, Mistoma, this is the piece of meat that I lost. True, I dropped the meat for a second, it got lost there, but now the meat came back to me. So this is the same meat I lost, the time it's kosher meat. Omale Rav told him no. Osa lecho dono. This piece of meat is osa, you can't use it. Why? Because since it's in the Salamanayim, you lost track of it for a second or so, you have to be afraid, Omar. Hehi shot for Nora. You have to be afraid, your piece of meat the Nora threw away. The icy chura de nevela to tachtui. And now it brought back another piece, that's nevela, that's what you have now. That's always the chash of bosesh in the Salamanayim. Anytime you lose track of your meat, you don't watch it, you have to be afraid your meat got lost, and the new meat you find here is in the Vela.
Right. If you have a siman about it, it's good, right?
Right? Chad banash happens to another person, heavy mahalach b'shuka. He was walking through the streets, toyin kupit. He was holding a piece of meat with him. Is also daisa, a big bird called daisa came, the chotvisei minayin, grabbed the piece of meat away from him. The takisei chazar, and the bird threw the meat down someplace else. She flew away, a street down, and threw the meat down the next street. Is boy mitzvei, so the yid ran after the bird, and when he came to that block, he saw the meat on the floor, he wanted to pick up the meat to say, Mistama, this is the piece of meat that I lost. The bird threw it down here, let me take it. Is all malay, they answered back to him, Rav osalacha, you should not know, Rav says you're not allowed to do this, the meat is also. Oslucho dono, this piece of meat is also. Omar, bosa de nevela hevestina. I tell you, this bird was carrying in the mouth a piece of nevela. V'tzokisei, and when she saw you, she threw down that nevela. V'nosvohu achuna, and she ate up your piece of meat, and the nevela she threw down. So the meat you're frying right now was the piece of nevela, not your piece of meat. So since you lost count, you didn't watch the meat the whole time, you're not allowed to eat it. He also says, the second line, Chad banash, Ode mechadoye malach b'shuk, Toyin boster boy oif, Sheshmoy daya, V'chot for mimenu, the bird snatched away the piece of meat, V'eshlich lo mokamacha, threw the meat someplace else. V'rotzo ode mehu lach selokon, this man wanted to go and take the meat. He went to the next street and found his meat there. Ode le rab os lecho, it's osa. Shvoy, shani oimer, I say, Bos nevelo hoysa noisas. This bird was carrying in her beforehand nevela tray for meat. Was a crossway, she threw it down. And the piece of meat that she snatched from you, she ate that up. So the meat you're frying right now is tray. You're not allowed to use that meat. Right, another maisa. Ginoi shotaf zikin. Happened by Ginoi, that's the name of a river, that snatched away a lot of barrels of wine. It's on the bank of the river, there were barrels of wine there, and the water of the river came up and a big wave came and knocked the barrels of wine into the river. Is also uv the kumi Reb Yitzchak. So then the meister came in front of Reb Yitzchak, Reb Loza. The Yarmani said like this, what happened? The sum of the barrels went down the river, and at the end, a mile down, they found the barrels. So the Bailam wanted to go and take the barrels of wine back and say, this is the sum of wine, it's not Yayin Nitzach, we're allowed to take it. So he answered back, and Yitzchak said like this, the Yama, Yachmon Shafaya, let the people that pour the wine, let them check out this wine. Kiturun, let them check out the knots in the barrel. Like if they have a siman to tell this is the way they knotted up the barrel, then they could say it's their barrels, they could take it. But if they don't have a siman to say it's their barrels, we have to be afraid again. These are somebody else's barrels and your barrels got lost. So it'd be awesome. Like it says, Yachmon means, Yiru Shayf Chayayin, let the people that pour the wine come and check out the barrels now. If they can not to realize that this is their nuts, shekoshrin anoydis, the way they used to tie up the barrels, is yachet together, v'yeshlen simin, then they have a simin, they have a sign, there's the ksharim mutar, that'll be mutar. But if you don't have the simin, taketz osa. Another mice was, nikoniko, ish takach v'knishta debuli. Hezkniki says what, min kankan, type of a barrel. Nimtza the base akadesa shel ir, shel shemoi vuli, V'hi mola yayin. Kids, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the shul, it popped off a barrel of wine. Found in the middle of the shul, they found a barrel of wine. They didn't know whose barrel of wine it is. Is also uvde kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, came in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he said like this, Yishach mon sikurayu. Let the people, yiru reish me'achavis. Let the people that put the signatures, the signs on the barrels come and look. The secret, the way they mark up the barrels. In Yakiru Shum Roshim Shlem, if they could tell that the Roshim, the sign, the seal on the barrel is their seal, Hevelay Simen Mutter, then it's Mutter. But if not, we have to be afraid that even though you say you lost wine now, and you think it's your barrel, you have to be afraid the barrel that you lost got lost someplace else. And this is Yayin Esach maybe. Only if you have a Simen on the barrel can you use it. So Yishachmon Sikurayim is the people that make the Rishumah, the people that make the seals on the barrels, they should check it out. Let them check out the way they did it, how they made the seals. If they have the good simon, they can keep it. So another meister was Kedi Tzli Yishtakach V'yisate the Gufta. They found the roasted Gedi, found the roasted kid. It's the goat that was roasted, they found in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. That means Rechayim Shalir, in the main street, Sheshmoy Gufta. They found the piece of meat in the middle of the street. V'yatiruhu, and they were matter this piece of meat, Mishum Shnei Devorim. There are two tzadim to say it's Osir. Whoever found the piece of meat, they were matter him, say, you're allowed to eat the meat. Even though there are two shalas, why it should be Osir. So for two reasons, they were matter it. One, you have to come on to Mishum Metziya, or Mishum Roiv, Malchid Rochim. One shalor is, it's a Metziya, like you found the meat. How do you have right to take it? Misama belongs to somebody. And maybe that Bailum makes matter, there should be a Chiv Heshav Aveda. Why do you say you have a right to keep it? That's one shalom. Second shalom is, it felt that somebody was walking there, maybe it was a guy, maybe somebody had a tray for meat. So how do we know to say you're allowed to eat this meat? So Mer explains both reasons why it's mutter. Mishum mitziyah, you know why you're allowed to keep it and you don't have to say give it back, it's not called an aveda. That there's a mitzvah shabbos aveda, you're allowed to keep what you found. The Tony we learned, hamatzu miyad hari, if you save something from an ari, whereas it was lost at the ari, a lion was taking it, and you saved it from the lion, for sure there's a swear the Bailam was miyayish, gave up hope from it. When miyad agayis, the big army came, mishuna sayam, a big river came, the yam came, overflowed, and it took away the stuff. Or mishuna sanor, the river came, or miyitzrutzor gedela, or mefalti gedela, if you found something in the middle of the big rishus rabin, we say it's mutter for you to keep it. Why? Hari elu shaloi, the Mishnah in Bab Metziah says all these things you're allowed to keep. You know why? Because the Bailam for sure gave up hope we'll ever find it back again, and therefore that's called Yish, is Kainer, and you're allowed to keep it. So if you find something in the Rishus Rabim, we say even later when the Bailam realizes that he lost it, he gives up hope that you feel the Rishus Rabim will never get it back again. So therefore the Locher is, it's Yish, Bailam, and you're allowed to keep it. So here that they found the meat in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to keep the meat Mishum Metziah. There's no mitzvah heshev as aveda. We have a right to know more. The Bailam for sure was miyayish already. Therefore, we're allowed to keep it. Now, the second question is, good, the Bailam is miyayish, but maybe it was a guy, maybe it's tray for meat. So, mishum roiv ma'alchid rochim, mishum shchitas nochri. The reason why we matter it is because we knew in this street, rove people that walked down the street were yidden. Were kosher yidden, but only eat kosher meat. So, therefore, you have a right to know more. This meat fell from the rove, and therefore, hokum acharoiv says the meat is mutter. The Ishtakach and the Maisomelo, he matted the meat, and it came out later, we found out, you know whose meat it was? The Ishtakach in the base Rebbe. It was Taka Rebbe's meat that got lost in. So the kids, so they passed and right, that you're allowed to go boss a roif to say, Mistom, the meat came from a kosher meat. Like it happened, the meat Taka was Rebbe's meat. And then Echnami, Rebbe was Zichum Yayish, so the guy was allowed to keep the meat and eat it.
Yes. Right. Another mice happened was, Eagle de Gufna Ishtakach Papundikum, the Levi. He's in Levi's Pundik and Levi's inn, his motel, he found a round piece of cheese. Eagle de Gufna, a round piece of cheese he found there. And we don't know if it's kosher cheese or not, if it's Gvinas Akum or not. Vetiru, and the Ramata say you're allowed to eat that cheese, you keep the cheese and eat it. Meshur Shnei Devarim. The Ramata again for two reasons saying you're allowed to have it. Like I said, the Gufna means Eagle Shel Gvina, a round piece of cheese.
Most of the pundik shall Levi. Levi's inn, they found a round piece of cheese. Why are Shom Roy Yisrael? Most people in the inn or going around there were Jews. So the matter now, Levi teeth the cheese. Or else whoever found it there. One thing the matter, Mishum Metziah. Or Mishum Roy Malchid Rochim. We'll soon see. Mishum Metziah, why would they matter this cheese and not to say there's a mitzvah station of Saved here? To Tony, we learned. Again, Hamatsu Miyada Gaius, if you save it from a big army, Miyada Ri, from a lion, Mishuna Sayam, from where the ocean came over and took it away, or Mishuna Sanor, from the big waves of the river, or Miyistra Gedela, Mipalti Gedela, if you found it in a big Rishus Rabin, Harei El Shaloi, we say you're allowed to keep whatever you found there, there's no mitzvah to give it back. Mivnei Shabailam Misyayashim Ahim, because you have a right to say the Bailam was Miyayish. He said, whenever you find something, B'makam Rishus Rabin, you say the Bailam for sure was Miyayish. Here also, you found it in the inn. The inn, by says, a lot of people go there. It's called Rishus Rabin. You're allowed to keep it. There's no mitzvah to give it back. Mishum Roiv Malchit Rochim. That means Mishum Gvinus Nochri. In other words, we had to come onto the Heta that rove people that go into this inn or around the inn were Jews. Because if not, there'll be a Shalat. Cheese should be also Gvinus Akim. Cheese that a guy makes is also teeth. Even if it's kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, Mishum Gvir Sakam would have been awesome. So he had to say it was Mutter. You know why? Because rove people around there were Jews. So therefore, Hochemach Haroiv, to say that the cheese came from a Yid. Rav Yishtakach, min the Reb Lezer Reb Yossi. Enochlam, it came out later, we found out that cheese, belonged to Reb Lezer Reb Yossi, was not a kosher cheese. And the Pesach was right, they were allowed to eat it. Is Amar Rebbe Mona, Kumi Reb Yossi. So Reb Mona asked the Shaila in front of Reb Yossi, V'yanan, we, Chamin, we see Rabbonin, Machrizin. We see Rabbonin, even though they find the Metziah in the Shus Rabin, still they're Machriz, still they give it back. They yell out, who lost it, who lost it? So it's like a Tekasha. Like we're saying, now you find something with Shus Rabin. There's no mitzvah, Heshem is Avedah. I, we see the Rabbonin, give it back. Omalei, so he answered back, At, in Havisa, isn't that true? We need to say, Omalei, At, in Moise, Moitze, Dover, Lehoise, Noitli, Asmachon. Like, no, it's not true. Even though you say you see the Rabbanan do it, that's not the Lacha. Like, if you yourself, Omalei, At, you yourself, Eyavisa Mishkach, if you would have found a Metziah in the Shus Rabin, Lo Nesvas, wouldn't you keep it for yourself? Because even Rabbi Yonah Avuch, Lo Yomakein, like even your father Rabbi Yonah used to say that you don't have to give it back, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. In other words, that's the Lacha. If you find a Shus Rabin, you're never under the Yish Bailam, you're allowed to keep it. Like he says, didn't your father say like this? El Omar used to say, Halavai, Kad Nishkach Nishkach, Min Pius Lagav. Halavai, I should find a Metziah outside the Shus Rabin. So then I won't have to give it back. So the kid said, that's the halacha. That if you find it with Shus Rabim, it's called Yish Bailim, you don't have to give it back. The Gemara says, Afilu Kain, Ashkach Lo Nosif. Still, what happened, like a storm of the Shas come, he says, that Afilu Wachi, Pamachas Motzer Rebbe Yoin Lefnim, Minaf Yustis, Vehechmer Alatma Vechrizu. Even though Mikra Radin, you don't have to give it back, but there were Maitim that Chachomim did give it back. Even though they found it with Shus Rabim, still they were Machas, and they found an Aveda, still they weren't, they gave it back. So the Mishnah. The Hema Shenim Tseis Yerushalayim V'yad Migdal Eder. Migdal Eder, that's the next city like outside Yerushalayim. That's a certain distance away from Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim. So if you find an animal roaming around any place outside Yerushalayim until the next city, Migdal Eder, any place around Yerushalayim, let's say Migdal Eder was like 10 miles away from Yerushalayim. So 10 miles radius around the whole Yerushalayim at the same halacha. Now, if you find an animal there roaming around, we all know who it belongs to, we say like this, Sichori Maroilis, if it's a Zocho, Mistam, it's a Karbonela. Nikavos, if it's a female, Zivcheshlamim. Mistam is from Zivcheshlamim. But the Kabbalah says, Shanotolim, Shiyosim, Yushlayim. If you found the animal so close to Yushlayim, like next to, not as far away as Migaladurim, we say Mistam, it came from Yushlayim. For Roiv, Sichorim, Shab Yushlayim, Heimoilis. Rove animals that are males in Yerushalayim are korban ayla. For rove nekeva zivcheshlamim. Therefore we say that's what these are. Rabbi Yehuda says, Haroyal of Sochim, if you find a small animal, a small zocher, ben shana, you find a keves, or an aiz, then Shana, but you're allowed to bring it for Korban Pesach, is Haroyu Lipsochim, Lipsochim Koidim Lurego Lamajoin. You should know you're allowed to use this animal for Korban Pesach, like Mistoma the Bailim was Makdashit for Korban Pesach, and you're allowed to use it now. The doubt you found it 30 days from before Pesach, and it came out, it's near Yerushalayim. We say Mistoma this animal came out from Yerushalayim, and Mistoma the owner of the animal was already Makdashit for Korban Pesach, and you're allowed to use it now. Are you using somebody else's animal? So we say the Bailim Mistam lost it, he's going to use another animal anyway. So the Bailim is not Makdashit if you use it, like at the house Kedushas Korban Pesach. So Mistoma, the Bailam is Nika that you should use it. And then Echonami, if you find out who the Bailam is later, you're paying back the money. But about the Bailam is Nika that you should use it. Therefore, if you those, you're allowed to use it for Korban Pesach. Like he says, Korban Eda, Haroyal of Sochim, Zocho ben Shona, Minakfosim and Minizim. You have a young goat or a young lamb. You're allowed to use it for Korban Pesach. The Yamaitzi Mutla Kribulop Lepiskoi. Korban Eda Shoyim, Mishoshim Askil Lidrash Bilkas Pesach, Rodham of Mafishas Piskoi. He's 30 days before Pesach, you start learning Hikos of Pesach. And that's the time people start to be makdish, an animal for the Korban Pesach. So you find it now, Mistama, it's from the Korban Pesach. So Mishnah says, we're showing at the beginning, Hoya Mamashkinin et Moitieho Achu Mevi Nisachel. Hey, so whoever found this animal, like outside Yerushalayim, or for sure, the family found it inside Yerushalayim, you found the Zachar, you have to bring it for a Korban Eila. Now with the Korban Eila, you have to bring a Sachin. You have to bring a Minchin, you have to bring Yayin. Who had to bring this minchin yayin? The person that found it. So we used the bezin to go into the house and take away your mashkin, like take away your pledge to make sure you'll bring the money to buy the nesachim. The mashkin es mitzim hamotzi oil whoever found an oilam or ishlamim hay mashkin an oil sinat shiavi nesachim ishloi until the person bought the nesachim from his own money. He had to bring shloish yisrael lapar, 3 yisrael of flour for the par, or 2 yisrael lion v'yisrael lakevus. That's what they used to do. Now, when the people saw that if they find the animal, they're going to have to bring in a sachem with it, chazru liyos manichinoisai. You know what the people used to do? Whoever would find an animal in the street would just run away, leave it there. I want to take care of it now. I'll have to bring it for carbon and bring the menachas and the sachem with it. Who needs the headache? So they used to just run away. Or barchen, and they left the animals there. Nobody used to take care of the animal they found in the street. Is eskinu bezin, so bezin had to make another takona. Heskino bezdin shiyun nesachel voyim mishol tibur. That no, whoever found an animal, true, you have to bring it for korban or for korban shlamim. But the nesachim comes mishol tibur. You won't have to pay for it. Don't worry. Just bring it to the bezdin, and they'll bring it for korban eila. Omer Rabbi Shimon, zayin devorim heskino bezdin. Bezdin made 7 takonis. V'zeh echad mehem. This is one of them. Yeah. We're going to soon mention 7 of them. This is the first one. There's the maidens takana that whoever finds an animal outside Yerushalayim or inside Yerushalayim that's a korban eila, you don't have to bring to the nesachim, it'll be brought mishal tzibur. Therefore, people will take care of it. Another takana was, nochri sheshalach elosim dinas hayom. If a guy sent money that he wanted a korban eila to be brought for him. The lochri is a guy is allowed to bring a korban nedova, a neder and a dove they could bring eilas. So he sent money to have a korban eila brought. Vesholach imo nesachim. And he also sent along money to buy the Nesachim also. Like he says here, we dash in the Pasuk, Kavnei Nochri Shalach Elosai, the Dashinan Ish Ish, we dash an extra word, Ish Ish, She Nochrim Noitrim Nidorim Nadovis, Ki Yisrael. A guy is also allowed to be Menada to bring from the Dovon a Karbonela. And he also sent along money to have his Nesachim brought. He is Alacha Kravim Mishamai. We talk to use his money, and we use his money to buy the Nesachim. V'im lav, let's say the goy did not send along money for the nesachim, kreivim mishal tzibur. This was a takana. That if a goy sends the money for the animal and doesn't send the money for the nesachim, we take and bring the carbon, then we use the money, mishal tzibur, to provide the nesachim. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'chein ger shemes. The same thing if a ger that had a carbon and mace, he has no yoshim. V'niach zvachim. And he left over zvachim, he had karbonis in his rishus. Is im yeshloi nesachim kreivim mishloi. If the ger has money left over, so we take his money and we buy in the nesachim with it. The yim lav, let's say he died and there's no yorshim, there's nobody to take over, there's no money there, is craving mishal tzibur. That's also a tenayah tikkun bezdin, that bezdin pays mishal tzibur the money for the ger's nesachim. Utanai bezdin, is another tanai bezdin, al kohen gadol shemeis. If a kohen gadol that dies, shetei minchosai craving mishal tzibur. If a kohen gadol dies that day, and they did not appoint another kohen gadol, Halacha is every single day a Kohen Gadol had to bring an Asira Seifa. His special mincha he had to bring every single day. So he brought one in the morning, and then he died. We don't say to use the rest of his own carbon for the afternoon ones, but rather we bring him a Shel Tzibur. That was a Takana. But when a Kohen Gadol dies, we bring the mincha that he was supposed to be brought the second part of the day, Mishel Tzibur. The Gemara will explain what the reason why. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mishel Yashim. We don't take the money for the Asira Seifa from the Tzibur, but rather from the Yashim. The Yashim of the Kohen Gadol, he has to pay for it. Ushlema Haisa Kraven. Even though usually when the Minchas Chavitim, a Kohen Gadol used to bring an Asira Seifa, and he used to divide it in half, and half was brought in the morning, and half was brought in the afternoon, but that's only when the Kohen Gadol is alive. But here that he was mace, and they're bringing in the afternoon, they bring the whole thing, Shlema. They have to bring the whole Asira Seifa. They don't bring half the way he does it, they have to bring the whole thing. Like he says, Ushlema Haisa Kraven. Kishi Boyim Mishal Tziba. When he used to buy it from Tzibur, Reb Shimon, Oy Mishal Yoshna of Yudah, Yisoren Shalom Hoysa Kreva. He used to bring the whole Yisoren of flour. V'loi Chatz Yisoren. And not the way the Kohen Gadol himself would do it. He would bring the Chatz Yisoren in the morning and Chatz Yisoren in the afternoon. The Gemara Forash Mdom. The Gemara will explain how do we know this. That we bring a Mishal Yoshna that has another locha, we bring a Shalom. Vaita. Al HaMelech, another Tekona was Al HaMelech V'Yalaitzin. Shiyu HaKohanim Neosim Mehen. That the Kohen has a right to use the melech of the Beis HaMikdash, the melech of the Beis HaMikdash's salt, and the Beis HaMikdash's wood, the Kohanim are allowed to have hanor from it. Even though Stamos belongs to Hegdash and it should be Nisimila, it's a Tanai Bezdin that the salt that's in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen used to eat his steak, when he used to eat the meat, and he wanted to put some salt on the meat, he's allowed to take the Hegdash's salt. That was a Tanai Bezdin, they're allowed to use it. Who was it if the Kohen was cold, and he wanted to warm himself up, he was allowed to take the wood from the Beis HaMikdash and use it to burn, to make heat. Even though it's Hegdish, it's a Tanai Bezdin, they're allowed to have a nor from these things. So he says what? Sheakanam Nosamen, Dafkul Achilas Karbonis. They're allowed to use the salt when they want to eat their korban. Aval Achilas Chulin, Afil Weissen Acholam Beazara, Kadesh Yochlo Karbonis. Ala Saiva, and Yosamen. But they bring their own private meat, their own private food in there, then they can't use the Hegdish and salt. Right? Another tekona was that Parah Aduma, when they burn it with the ashes of it, there's no Issa Milah on it. And we'll see in the Gemara that Midiraisa, there's no Issa Milah on the Eifer, on the ashes of the Parah Aduma. There was a tekona of the Rabbonim to make it an Issa Milah on it. And then the Gemara says they saw that the Kohanim stopped making the Parah Aduma because they're afraid they'll have anor from the Aforah. So Rabbonin made another takona to take away the Issa, even with the Rabbonin, there's no Issa Milah from having anor from the Eifer of the Paraduma. The Alakinim, another takona was, the Alakinim on these birds that you buy for an Isha, a Yoledis, or a Zobah, Hapsulais, that Apostle, Shiyubayis Mishal Tzibur, that the Tzibur has to pay for this money. She says, Psulais means, Hamachuyavis Kinim, if an Isha is Machuy to bring a Khan, Neviyah Mois, she puts, brings money, but nice to the Shaifish, she puts it into the Pushka. If it's an Isha that even not only brought the money, she brought money there, but then the Kohanim used the money and bought the birds. And later the Kohanim saw the birds apostle. There's something wrong with this carbon. So the din, the Tanai Bezdin, that they used to take money from the Trumas Halishcha, Mishal Tzibur, and buy new birds, today that the Isha should have a carbon brought, that we always had before. The Isha has the right to go home, and she keep kachrim that night, because for sure the Kohanim brought a carbon. Let's be afraid, maybe with the money she left there, they brought birds, and it came out to Yitzulim, that this takona, it's a Tanai Bezna, if the birds were found to be possible, Bezna not spend their own money, Trumas Lishcha, to buy new birds for them. We have Yosi Yomer, HaMesapek Yesakinim, who Mesapek Yesapsolis, like we had before. The person that's misnadded to give money to buy the birds, he has to give extra money in case there's a suffix, like we had before. If the money was found in between the cunning, between the Shoifer Shokinim and the other Shifaris, so locher is the money goes to the Nadova. So we had a suffix before. Maybe this is the money that the Isha put there to have a can brought. still we say the money has to go in the dover. Alright, what does that Isha do? Where's the carbon? There's another Tanai Bezdin that whoever supports that day to bring the kinyan has to put extra money. That if any money that was lost and found in between, even though that money doesn't go for the kinyan, he has to put extra money for the kinyan. That's also a Tanai Bezdin. Alright, let's stop. Only to know how to do the mitzvahs. That would be the only reason why they want to learn the Torah. That would have been nishma, we want to learn the Torah, but for the sake of naseh, in order to be able to do. And then they would have been missing one part of the Torah. They would have not been mekabel the Torah to learn the Torah for the sake of learning the Torah. Therefore, Klal Yisrael said no. They said first, naseh. First we will do. In other words, avada, first we have to learn the Torah to know how to do the mitzvahs. That's what they were mekabel first. They said naseh. Means we will learn the Torah to understand the Torah to know how to do the mitzvahs. But they also said nishma. That means even after we finished learning the Torah to know how to do the mitzvahs, still we will continue learning the Torah. For the mitzvah of learning Torah itself, like the Zohar Kodesh learns, that nishma was to bekabel upon yourself learning the Torah as the mitzvah limud haTorah by itself. So that's why first they said naseh, we will learn to know how to do. And even after we know how to do the mitzvah, still, nishma, we will still go further and continue delving in the Torah, yom v'layla, like this man b'yom said in the Gemara Menachos. Even after he finished learning Kol HaTorah Kulam, still he did not stop from learning Torah, because there's still the famous, the big mitzvah of a gisa v'yom v'layla. There's never such a thing as to say, I finished learning Torah. There's always more to learn, and even if you learned it once, to learn it a second time, and to learn it better, and to understand it more and more and more and more, and to put more and more and more time into it. That even though you already know how to do the mitzvahs, you know what you're supposed to do, still there's the mitzvah of learning Torah, l'shein, learning the Torah itself, which this is Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. This is the greatest mitzvah we have, and this is the mitzvah that gives the most nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that every single word of learning Torah, like the Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Teyah, is every single word of learning Torah is K'neged Kol Olam Kulay, and one of the Yama says is K'neged Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. That learning the Torah outweighs all the mitzvahs put together. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael said these famous words of Naseh v'Nishma, they went to be mekabel to accept upon themselves that first they'll learn Torah l'shein to know what to do, to know the mitzvahs, and even after that they will still learn Torah l'shmo to know the Adiyas HaTorah, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. That's the most, the biggest pleasure we could give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because they said like this, Naseh v'Nishma, that's why the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bishvil, that Bishor Shehegedimu Yisrael Naseh v'Nishma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put first the Naseh and then the Nishma, because of this, that they were mekabel upon themselves to learn the Torah, even after they know what to do, for this they received the great reward that 600,000 Malachim came down and put two Ksharim, put two crowns on top of each one's head. So from here we learn out that when we're learning Torah, there's no such thing to say, this is not Megillah Maisa, this is not so important, this type of Gemara, this type of learning, I don't want to learn. I only want to learn the things that we have to know how to do. There's even from here not like that. That even if you're learning not just to know, it's not mitzvahs that are Megillah right now. These are mitzvahs that we're Megillah in the Beis HaMikdash, or Dach in Eretz Yisrael, or only for a Kayin. Even though the Maisa we can't do these mitzvahs, still there's an Indian to learn the Torah, because there's a mitzvah of limud haTorah by itself. Just for the sake of learning Torah, to do the mitzvah, to give nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to learn Torah l'shmo, to know what Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, for that alone is a tremendous mitzvah. Everybody taka should be zeicha taka, to learn taka, to know, and to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah by itself. Alright, we'll stop here. We saw yesterday, we saw for the Gemara. Again, the beginning of the mission just was that the Hema Shenimtzes Yerushalayim Migdaleidu. If somebody finds an animal that was lost right outside Yerushalayim, from the distance until the next city Migdaleidu, Ukimidosai Lechol Ruach, any place around Yerushalayim, the same Mida, let's say it's 10 miles, is Choramurlus. If you find a male animal, it's called Tanoila. Nekeva is Ziv Cheshlomin. If you find a Nekeva, we say you have to bring it for Ziv Cheshlomin, it's Korban Shlomin. Because most of the animals that came from Yerushalayim were korbanos, so we say if it's a male, it's a oila; if it's a female, it's a zivchei shlamim. So Mora says, Rabbi Shia Rabba said, Omar love b'dimayim shonu. We weren't talking about the money, the value of this animal. And this animal that you find, for sure, you can't bring it for korban oila, because you're not sure it's a korban oila. That could be maybe to shlamim also. But just with the money, if you have to be poydirit, take the animal, be poydirit the kedusha onto money, and with the money now you have to buy. If it's a zocher, you have to buy a korban elam. If it's nekeva, you have to buy a korban shlomim. As the korban eder says, leiv demeim shana kleima. This animal that you find, you can't bring it for korban. If it's a male, so then you have to be afraid. Maybe it's a korban elam, maybe it's a korban shlomim also. Therefore, you have to take money and be paid to this animal, and with the money you have to buy a korban elam, you have to buy a korban shlomim. That's what the Vayishia Rabbi says, that you have to be paid to it onto money, and the money buy kabonis. How can we do that? Like right now, this animal is a tam. There's no baal mum. There's no mum on it. If the animal, let's say, it really had kedusha on it, it really was a korban elam. So how could you be paid with our money now? Can you tell a person go and be moil the kedushim? Like Alok reads, calls them on the animal is sholem. You can't be paid with it. You have to wait till it comes to baal mum, and then you can be paid a kedushim. But calls them on at the tam. It's right to be brought on the mizbeach. You can't be paid with it. So how could you tell me now, Rabbi Yishai Rabbi said, the animal you find itself, you can't bring for carbon. Rather sell it, and with the money you buy carbonis. How could you be paid with it? The chuyu be more of a kodeshim. Ella, what he meant to say is like this. Hilchu v'em acha roiv. Go after roiv animals. Im roiv zechorim oilis. A robe of the animals that are found right now are zechorim. So you have right to say, mistom, it's a carbon oila. Im roiv nekevois. If roiv animals found right now are nekevois, then you have right to say mistamet ziv cheshlamim. V'ein, Prat Gemara Kasha, v'ein hashlamim bo min hashorim. So what are you telling me now? That if you find this zochor, mistamet it itself is a korban eila, and poshes mashmi could bring it for korban eila. Prat Gemara, why? A zochor, a male, true, it could be a korban eila, but maybe it's a korban shlamim. The halacha is that a nekeva can't be a korban eila. A nekeva could only be a korban shlamim. But a korban shlomim could come from a zocher or from a nekevim. So how do you tell me if you find a zocher? You tell me you makir it for a korban elam. Maybe it's a korban shlomim though. But the mora ain't hashlomim boyim min hazchorim. Isn't it a korban shlomim could also be brought from zochorim or min nekevim from nekevim also? So now we're back to the kasha. If you find this animal, now even though you find a zocher outside Yerushalayim, so true you say it came from Yerushalayim and most probably it was a korban, but you don't know which korban it is. You don't know if it's korban elam or it's a korban shlomim. So Ketu away. So what do you have to do? If I, you have to tell me avada moitzi and lechulin, avada you have to be poydirit onto money.